Welcome to It's the ADHD Friendly Show, where we explore all things productivity, well-being, and living our best damn ADHD lives at home and at work. My name is Karen McGill. I'm a certified ADHD life coach, and I'm here to help you do life better.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you're anything like me, then you probably have a really uncomfortable relationship with productivity. And I'm not talking about, you know, how many tasks you get done in a day or how you are productive. I'm talking about how to actually make yourself be productive. It's the energy and the focus that can be so unpredictable, especially if you have ADHD. And some days you wake up and you've got all the energy and all the focus, and other days you wake up and you feel like a sloth. You can't get anything done. So that was definitely me, and I suspect a lot of you feel the same way. So in today's video, what I'm going to share are about 4 or 5 different things that I have learned that have helped me make my productivity, my energy, and my focus more predictable so that I can trust myself to actually follow through on the things I say I'm going to do. And by the way, if you're new here, my name is Karen McGill. I am an ADHD coach and creator, and I'm here for the busy, ambitious brains who want to be productive, but they don't know if they're going to wake up and actually feel like they can be or not. If that is you, then stick around because we're going to get into it right now. So the number one thing that has helped me stay productive is having self-acceptance about where I am. Once I learned that I had ADHD and I'd gone through that grieving process of what could have been, I quickly switched that into curiosity mode. What do I need to know about neurodiversity? What do I need to know about my own levels of productivity? One thing I did that I highly recommend you do as well is think back in your life to times when you were productive, when you did something hard, when you started it and you followed through. Those are what we call bright spots, right? And success leaves clues. So ask yourself, what is it about those situations that really helped me be productive? So when I think about that in my own life, ironically, I think of half Ironman that I've done, a fitness competition that I participated in, and a couple of half marathons. Now, it's important to know that I am not a sporty person, right? Like, I am not somebody who loves to compete and be athletic. I hated gym in school. So why were these things so poignant in my life? Why was I able to start them with no experience and actually complete them, which are really hard things to do? And when I think about it, I always had a why behind doing the thing. It was novel. I had never done it before. I had a coach. I was part of a team, either whether it was team in training or like a fitness competition team. So I had social support and I had a plan. I had a coach telling me what to do every week and how to train. So when it comes down to it, the reason I was able to start those things and complete them was because I had so much external structure. And I bet the same case is for you as well. So when you think about being productive, what kind of external structure has helped you in the past? And how can you replicate that in the future? The next thing that has helped me stay super productive, and I don't mean in a toxic productivity way, but in a way where I have sustained energy to start things and actually get them done, is my wellness routine. Now, it's not pretty, it's not Instagrammable, but it is very consistent for me. It's very doable, and they're all habits that have been ingrained over time, and I do them again and again because I know that I get a lot out of it. And I do them with so much regularity that I'm almost afraid not to do them one day because I don't want to get out of the habit of doing them. So what are those things? Always getting 7 to 8 hours sleep a night, moving every day, whether it's just going outside for a walk or working out or yoga or something like that. Hydration, I'm always drinking water and I try to get 10,000 steps a day. Those are my non-negotiables. Lately, I've been adding heart coherence breathing to that as well. I will link to a resource on that below, but it also helps me manage my nervous system and stay emotionally regulated. So those are the basics of my wellness routine. And what that does is help me maintain a steady flow of energy as much as possible. Because if you're like me, you have energy that does this to begin with. So whatever you can do to manage your energy so that it stays a little bit more predictable is going to help you with your productivity over the long run. The other thing that has helped me enormously when it comes to productivity is having a weekly rhythm or routine. Kind of like with my wellness routine where there's specific things I do on a day. My weekly routine has more to do with life in general. So on Mondays, I'm prepping content. On Tuesdays, I'm filming. On Wednesdays, I take calls. On Thursdays, I'm editing and uploading. On Fridays, I'm doing my newsletter. On Saturdays, I do cleaning. And on Sundays, I plan my week and do meal prep. And I just wake up every day knowing that there's one thing that needs to get done on that day. Obviously, there's other things that get on my plate throughout the week as well, but knowing that on certain days I do certain things is so helpful. It takes the guesswork out of what am I doing on this particular day? And you don't have to think about it. A lot of managing productivity when you have ADHD is just getting rid of cognitive load, which means leaning on habits, leaning on external structure, and not expecting your brain to remember what it is you have to do because it's not built for that. Your brain is a terrible place to store things you need to remember. Terrible place. One other thing that I've been working on lately, and to be honest, this is very much a work in progress, I'm not very good at yet, is not picking up something new until my current things are done. What do I mean by that? Like many of you, I am a procrastinator in my business. I'm always buying new courses and trying to learn new skills. But instead of getting through a full course and taking whatever action steps I need to take from that course and applying them to my business, I'm just going out and getting the next course because learning for me is fun. Execution and planning, not so much. But I'm trying to get better with that. So for example, I bought a course from Justin Welch about LinkedIn and I went through the course. I pulled out some things that were relevant to me and I put them in my task list. So I started implementing them, but at the same time, he was also releasing his Creator MBA, which I just bought. I'm going through, it's amazing. But the important thing there is I'm not moving on to the next thing until the thing that I'm currently working on is done. And if you can build that skill, and it really is a skill of not picking up new interests until you've completed your current interests, wow, think about how much more productive you can be. So much of the productivity blocks we deal with as ADHDers is just overwhelm and having too many things on our plate and struggling with prioritization. So not knowing which one to complete next. So what you really need to do is take inventory of everything that's on your plate right now and then ask yourself, what is most important right now? I did that this morning and it's such a great exercise. I was sitting in bed journaling about my day and all the things I need to get done in my business and immediately overwhelm starts to come up, right? Because there's like a list of 20 things to do and I can't prioritize because that's an executive function that is not very strong for me. So in those moments when the feelings of overwhelm start to bubble up, I say to myself, okay, Karen, take a deep breath. What is most important right now? What are the true needle movers that you need to address in your business right now? And usually that's around anything to do with customer or client support, because I always want my customers and clients to have a great experience, or anything that has to do with revenue generation. So whether that's working with a brand or selling a course or doing something that's going to move the revenue needle in my business. I don't want to be tinkering with websites and logos and things that are not really impactful. So when I ask myself that question, it centers my brain and I'm able to look at my to-do list and pick out the things that are most important. If I can get to the other ones, great. If I can't, no big deal. So again, that question is what is most important right now or what is most important for today? And also, what am I optimizing for? If you need a secondary question to center yourself, are you optimizing for, like I just said, revenue? Or are you optimizing for having a peaceful morning with your family? Are you optimizing for connection? Are you optimizing for wellness? What are you optimizing for in your life? Because if you know what's most important, it helps to frame everything that you've got on your plate to complete it, or at least make a priority list and then go to completion. And like I said, if you can hone that skill of not picking up new things until your current things that have a completion time to them actually complete. So you can like pause, take a moment to digest and just decompress from what you've just done, and then move on to the next thing. You're not only going to save yourself a lot of overwhelm, you're gonna have way more focus over your energy and where you're focusing it on, and you're gonna get more stuff done. So again, this is the opposite of toxic productivity. It's not being productive for productive sake, is knowing what's most important and why, and focusing on those things first and managing your energy so you can get more done in the future. And the last thing that has amped my productivity so much, especially in the last 2 years, I've talked about this before, so it should be no shock to you, Notion. I know that there's a lot of productivity systems out there. And by the way, Notion is not sponsoring this, although if they were, it'd be awesome. There's a lot of productivity systems out there, and I've gone through every single one of them about 3 times over. I know you know what I mean. We're always looking for the next tool. This next tool is going to be the one that makes all of your productivity flourish, and it never works. The first reason, number one, is that a tool is not a make or break productivity secret. All of the things that I just mentioned that are peripheral to the tools you're using in your day are more important. Managing your state, having a rhythm, having habits, making sure that you're set up for success with external structure, social support, coaches when you need them. Anything to do with those sort of things are really going to create the foundation of your productivity. Then the tool comes in underneath. And the way Notion works and the beauty of it is that it's like sitting at a teppanyaki table where you've got the guy slicing and dicing vegetables and serving them up to you. I have my main database of information that I'm always adding to, but I can serve it up to myself in a new and novel way whenever I want to. I can slice and dice all of my to-do lists and databases and calendars and all of those things and put pretty pictures in them and color code them and put emojis everywhere. And my brain thinks it's something new, but it's all the same material and I'm not starting over from scratch over and over again. Notion is my go-to. I will link to one of my Notion tours above, but I use it in my business, I use it in my personal life, and it is the one tool that I cannot stop talking about, like ever. So those are the things that, when I think about it, are really behind the productivity increase that I have seen over the past 3 years. And productivity for productivity's sake alone is really not that big a deal. It's what it does for your life. It calms the overwhelm. It increases confidence. It helps you to follow through on your juiciest goals so that you can create the life that you want to have. I wouldn't have the business that I have today that I absolutely love and is designed perfectly for me. It's not the biggest business in the world. It's not a seven-figure business, but it is the business that I love running. And it is because I have these systems and structures in place that it works as well as it does. And I never get burned out. Sometimes I get close, but I know how to pull back now. And I know how to manage my energy and manage my productivity. So it's not perfect, but I am better now than I've ever been in the past for all of those reasons that I just shared with you. So my question to you is, of the things that I shared, what resonates and what can you bring into your own life as your own recipe for ultimate productivity so that you can get after the life of your dreams? So that's what I got for you today, guys. Let me know where you struggle with in terms of productivity. And until next time, bye for now.
Do you struggle with way too many ideas and no clear plan of getting any of them done? Is overwhelm paralyzing you from moving forward with your dreams and goals? Well, you're not alone, my friend. That was me too for the first 50 years of my life. But once I had my diagnosis and a concrete reason for my lack of follow-through, I went ham on trying to find a way to manage it. And that is exactly what I did. Today, I am organized, I'm thoughtful about what I take on, and I am living my best ADHD life as a result. Now, I'm not saying it's perfect, but it is intentional, it's consistent, and I have a lot more peace because of it. And I want that for you too. Distraction to Action is my short, fun productivity bootcamp designed especially for the ADHD brain. It is loaded with ideas and tools based on the latest research on how our neurodivergent brains work, and it can help you unlock your own ADHD brain so that you can focus on what's most important and finally follow through on your juiciest goals. Find a link to the program in the show notes or go to itsadhdfriendly.com/D2A. That's letter D, number 2, letter A, which stands for Distraction Action. Head there now to get your focus on and become a follow-through ninja. Now back to the show.
Thank you for listening. For links and resources for this podcast, please visit itsadhdfriendly.com or click the link in the show description. Please also be sure to subscribe so you get automatic updates when new shows are posted. And of course, please do leave us an ADHD-friendly review. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.